Good day, everyone, and welcome back to Pedro Castillo's Urban Jungle. Here, we're telling the stories that should be told to the world. Now, like always, it's Pedro Castillo, and today we have two very special people, Sawali Vesely and Tadane Wilkes. Now, they're discussing their opinions on society, and society as a whole, the people, our views, everything about it, whatever they can, as honest as possible. What are your views on society today?
So the people in society now are assholes, I can say. There's a lot of people that have this sense of like entitlement to be better than everybody. And it sucks because then you have people who get underappreciated when they have real talent, but because they have the people in society constantly telling them you're not nobody, or they're not giving you the respect or the credit that you deserve, so kind of just...
Well, my view on society today is that people just think it's a competition. Everybody just wants to be better than everybody. It's just all about who has better clothes, who has more money, and it's just looked upon as just a competition.
Why do you think people value these things so much to try and compete with other people? Like, why do you think it's so important?
I think they just want like some social status. They just want to be accepted. Think it's going to make them cooler. They just want to be liked, just want to fit in, or just like be praised by people who don't have it or people that do have it, and they just want to not necessarily stand out, but just trying, yeah. Or sometimes when people don't have it, just feel bad and like, oh yeah, I have this and you don't.
So recently I started thinking about the quote-unquote rules that different groups in society set up and put in place to like shut each other out, like separate their groups. For example, oh, you can't be one of us because you're this and that, or you do this and that. Have you ever been in a situation where you've been like pushed away from a certain group because you weren't this or that?
Actually, no, I haven't. It hasn't personally happened to me, but I've seen it at school and stuff like that. Like, if you didn't have like certain stuff, or like if you didn't wear the best clothes, people didn't want you hanging around them, or like people like on a football team, or, like if you weren't good, like even if you were on a team and you weren't good, you just couldn't like be around them because you were considered corny or ass, or like you just didn't start. And like people just don't feel like you fit in just because, even though you're on a team, it doesn't matter.
So there's like gender rules. So like because you're a girl, and on top of that, there's like these unsaid race rules. Like, I don't know. Like for the longest time, when people like, I don't know, if I meet somebody, like a group of black kids or whatever, they'll be like, oh, she talks too proper, so she's white. And I'm like, I never got that, these unsaid rules. And so, like, specifically is that. Other rules is like, I don't know. It's just being a girl, so there's limitations on what I can watch, I guess. So, for example, this past Sunday, I was watching football with my dad or whatever, and my mom, she got mad and was like, football is not something girls watch. And I'm like, what does that mean? Like, you tell me I can't watch something because I'm a girl. And so these unsaid rules in place, they are established, and that's just like one example. I can't think of a lot right now.
Do you think it's quote-unquote the right thing for people to separate themselves from others just because they can't do certain things or they don't do certain things?
No, never. It should never be like that. You can't judge a person based off stuff that they have or stuff that they don't have. Maybe some people just can't afford it. Not everybody is fortunate and lucky enough to have some of the stuff that you have.
Where do you think like these rules come from? Do you think it's just things that people make up themselves, or things that come from like their background, like where they come from and their family and things like that?
Oh, all of that. maybe stuff like they see on TV, stuff they've heard in magazines, stuff they just saw online. Maybe some of it is from like their backgrounds, and some people are fortunate enough to have like a lot of money just to spend and, you know, quote unquote, like just waste it on clothes and stuff.
Is there any time where you have pushed someone away because they didn't have things or couldn't do things or didn't do things? Excuse me.
Unfortunately, yeah, I actually have. Really wish I didn't though, looking back at it, but there was this time where there was this new student. He first came to our school, he was just trying to make some friends, just trying to be casual and cool with everybody. But like me and my friends, I don't know, just for some reason we just didn't like him and can't talk to us, and we just like straight ignored him. And looking back at it, it was really disrespectful. I don't know why I did that, but it's just one of the things I regret doing.
So recently a young designer from New York created a theory called the Town Devil Theory, and which that's his name of the new collection that is expected to come to release. Now, the Town Devil Theory is basically like the act of pushing people away for the sake of trying to protect yourself from the world. But by discluding yourself from other people, you end up becoming what you're trying to protect yourself from, which is like a cold-hearted person. How do you feel about like the way he set up this theory? And do you think it's like true that people do things like this and end up becoming the monster that they're trying to protect themselves from?
Yeah, I think that's really true. But I personally don't disagree with it. I don't like it. Just doesn't make sense for you to just be cold-hearted and lonely for no reason. And sometimes there are really genuinely nice people out there that would like to be your friend, but you wouldn't know just because you're trying to be a loner, you're just trying to push everybody away, just trying to be cold-hearted.
I do believe that. Like, you know, sometimes, like I said, people in society, we try to, like, push people away or, like, you know, feel this need of entitlement or whatever. But the problem with that is once you start, like, trying to, I don't even know how to put it, the whole theory of if you're trying to push people away and become, like, this cold-hearted person to try to, like, build yourself up, you become what you're trying to avoid, and I do agree with that. However, I do believe that there are going to be toxic people in your life that you do have to get rid of, like, at all costs. Because at the end, if you don't get rid of them, you still become the monster anyway. There has to be a balance in which you have to separate from, like, you know, trying to better yourself just so, like, you don't become the monster, but at the same time, not to be, like, this cold-hearted person, just to be, like, I need to be by myself. I only need to give myself credit and stuff. That's weird, but that's the best way I can put it out.
Was there ever a situation where you had to do that?
I mean, on, like, just toxic people, like, I don't fuck with a lot of people from my middle school because where I grew up at in Southwest, like, you know, there's a lot of stereotypes against young up-and-coming African-Americans and stuff like that. But the problem is, with me, if you tell me no, I'm going to do it anyway, just to prove you, like, I can do it. And what a lot of kids in my middle school thought, if somebody tells you no, that's where it stops at. And I can only try so much with trying to, like, you know, tell somebody. You have to get, sometimes you do have to give yourself your own credit. So trying to, like, push those people to go past this mindset of, like, well, this person said I can't do it, so I'm not going to do it. But none of them really got it, and I can already see, like, their arguments of saying, well, da-da-da-da, it's never going to work, blah-blah-blah-blah, always trying to beat me down. So I'm like, this is not going to help me get anywhere, so I can't really fuck with them. So,
if you had the power to change the way society acted with one another, would you have, like, a vision of a better society? Like, would you change anything?
To make a better society, you'd really have to change the people, and you can't really change people. But as far as my vision would be just, like, live in a utopia. Just a place where, like, no one feels left out or anything, where we aren't killing each other for no reason, killing each other for racist reasons, where there isn't any sexism, or there isn't any, like, hate crimes or blasphemy. my vision was just to be, just to live in a quote unquote perfect place where we would just all get along.
Do you really think a utopia would ever be possible?
Honestly, no. I don't see it happening at all. Just because people just, the way how people were raised and they had different backgrounds. Some people were raised to hate Christians. Some people were raised to hate Muslims. Some people do stuff like, some people do stuff like religious warfare just because they're, just because they think it's the right thing to do.
Maybe it might be just the historical background of it. And I don't know what it is about. Well, we have like, society has set up like double standards in a sense. That's it for real, if you really want to think about it like that. It's just the double standards that are placed everywhere where it's like, oh, I don't know. Like, this one group is for that. But soon somebody else tries to like branch off into it. It becomes a whole commotion, and I don't understand it, and I don't understand like why people think like that. But there has to be a source, but I don't know the source. I mean, some people might say it's the way that they grow up. You know, like you learn from your parents, you learn from your environment and stuff. So they can say that to me. That, I mean, it might be a little bit of a cop-out because it's like, so then where did your mom and dad learn it from? And it's just going back and forth, but hello.
If you can wrap up and give us a summary of what society is today, what would it be?
I just basically say that it's like no one's really here for each other. Like, people really don't support what you do or, like, the things that you like. Or, like I said before, people... Sometimes people rarely accept you and just even having a conversation with you. People just sometimes turn you away. There's like no one here for you. You need some help. Oh, it's just like do it yourself. Figure it out yourself. No one really wants to help. Lend a helping hand.
Good day, everyone, and thanks for stopping in at Pedro's Urban Jungle. Everyone have a good day.